All over London today, patriotic Aussies are out celebrating Australia Day. First celebrated in 1808, it has become an Australian national holiday to commemorate the arrival of the first fleet at Sydney Cove in 1788 and the proclamation of British sovereignty over what was then called New Holland. In London this evening, many bars, restaurants and clubs are paying tribute to our neighbours in the Southern Hemisphere in what has become an alcohol-fueled event. But there's more to this historical day than meets the eye, as our Oxford Brookes lecturer and Aboriginal enthusiast Sarah Keenan explains.
For Australia's Indigenous population, the arrival of the first fleet of British ships and the declaration of British sovereignty is not something to celebrate. For them, obviously, the 26th of January was an invasion, which they've survived and they continue to survive. On Australia Day, it's quite racist. And if you fuel that with beer, as it often is, it's a day that I'm happy to not be in Australia on Australia Day, that's for sure.
Gerry O'Keefe, an Australian who's been living in London for over 40 years, believes that people are showing more awareness than ever before.
I think when I first came here, there was a view that the Aboriginals were being or had been fairly poorly treated. People didn't seem to have recognised it terribly much or done much about it. But that recognition, I think all of that has now moved into, I suppose, a much more balanced view. I'm fairly sympathetic, really, to the unhappy treatment that the Aboriginals had.
So there appears to be a more sinister side to the celebrations today. Jake Manjin owns a restaurant in Clapham, one of the most popular areas for Australians in London. He feels it's time to move on and be proud to be an Australian.
If you look at the, you know, the ground roots, if I try and think about, you know, friends, family, people in general, what would they be doing in Australia? You know, they're having a day off, public holiday, they're having a barbecue, they're spending it outside and they're enjoying it. Whether they're reflecting on hundreds of years, you know, prior to that, I probably doubt it. It's a celebration of what Australia is becoming rather than what it is and rather what it's been.